He was just a few years ago in his 80s. When he came here, he was in his 60s, late 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
But his father was 72 when he came to Baltimore in 1969. Oh. That's when he came. And I was 15 years old, and he came for Chanukah. He didn't come to my house because he came to visit the Margaretans. I mean, the Shemaim, they wanted him to visit the Margaretans, but he came because he had to go to Hopkins, Johns Hopkins, and he was an outpatient. So he went every morning and came home every evening, so he stayed by our house. That's where he stayed. Okay. We are the fourth line from the top on Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, 116a1. Hahu Gita, there was a get, the Shtakach Besura, that was found in the city of Sura. Iksiv Behochi, and this is what it said in the get. Besura Masa, in the city of Sura, Masa means city. Ano Anam Barchia Nardom, I Anam Barchia of Nardom. Patiris, probably Tariches, one means divorce and one means got rid of.
Released.
I'm sorry, it's nicer. Released and divorced. Kleinis in Sasi, so and so says her name, my wife. Ubatku Rabbanam Yisura Vanardom. And they did a bedika from Sura to Nardom, which was the basic Jewish neighborhood in Bavel. One was in the south, and one was in the north. There was no other Anam Barchia that lived there. Besides Anam Barchia, who was in from the city of Chagra, the Hava ben Ador, that also was in Nardom, but for us who sad to be Omar, that who yai mekiyichta, who gives to Anan Barchia mechagra gabon hava. So what happened is as follows. Anan Barchia wrote a get in Surah. The get was written in Surah Masa. And it said, I, Anan Barchia of Narta, is writing the get to my wife, Fegi. We went to Fegi, we picked Fegi yesterday, today we'll pick somebody else, Sprinza. Right, to my wife, Sprinza. And then they did an investigation to see is there any other Anan Barchia besides this one, and they found one. Somebody named Anan Barchia who lived in Chagra was in Adar, and Adam said that on the day the get was written, he was in Adar, not in Surah. So therefore, Shtakach they found.
Does this mean somebody, a lady's presenting it? That's what it means by found?
They found it on the street, and a lady is claiming it's hers. Because if it's not found on the street, a lady has a get, we don't start questioning who gave it to her. But here is a get that was found, and we have to prove that it belongs to this lady. So she has to prove that there's no other husband and wife of the same name. Here they found a husband and wife of the same name, but the guy was in our door the day the get was written. They have witnesses that placed him in our door on that day. And from our door to Surah was a distance of a number of days. And therefore, if he was in Nardar, he couldn't have written the get in Surah. So the question now is, here is a woman claiming that this get belongs to her, and her husband gave it to her in Surah. And we have an other Anan Barchia, who we know was in Nardar that day. Can we give this get to this woman? Or do we have to be afraid that maybe it was the other Anan Barchia that gave the get?
Why don't you ask them?
What? He can't ask him. He's not here.
Her original husband's not here?
It doesn't make a difference. He wouldn't be Neman. Anyway, whatever. Something about Amrabaya.
Why wouldn't he be Neman?
Why is he Neman?
A
get has to have
a what? You have all this somebody. You have everything.
Yeah, but maybe he didn't give her a get. Maybe he decided to not. Or maybe he's not here. Let's just say he's not here. It makes it much simpler. I'm Rabbi Aflu the deed. I'm in a chashinon. I was the one that by Yitzchak Reish Galusa, right, was afraid that there's another Yitzchak Reish Galusa, right? That was Rabbi said yesterday. Correct. And he based it on the story of Rabbi Yehuda and Nisiya sending Abu the Shmuel about Mr. Andrew Lenoy, who divorced his wife, and Abu the Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda said you have to investigate. So even I, who hold you have to investigate, in this case, like Hashinim, there's nothing to be afraid of. We did our investigation. We found one more Anan Barchia, but he was in Surah. He couldn't have written this get. And therefore, he's out of the picture. That leaves only one Anan Bar Chiya, so we give it to his wife. Again, Anan Bar Chiya A, was it, a debt was written from Anan Bar Chiya to his wife. Right? She's claiming she's the wife of Anan Bar Chiya A, who wrote and gave the get in Surah. We investigated, we found Anan Bar Chiya B, who was in our door that day.
He was once married to this other same name?
Yes, married to a woman the same name.
And they're not together anymore? Let's say
again, we don't have the people here. That's the thing. I understand. You're agreeing to Dr. Harrison's question. The people aren't here. Can we give this get to this woman and say you're free to marry? And the answer is of Tabaya, yes. We did our investigation. We found our other Anan Bar Chiya, but he's not the Gaya. He wasn't here. He was in our door. We have witnesses that placed him in a different place. So obviously he did not write the get. So there's only one Anan Bar Chiya left. So the woman can claim her husband gave her the get and give it back to her.
The get is
Shaliyah? I'm sorry. The get was written in Surah.
And he had, but now, should it be that he gave it a Shaliyah to take it?
It was dated, written in Surah on Chav Aleph Tevis. And in Chav Aleph Tevis, this guy was in Nadar.
Oh, so, okay, but the date shows that nobody.
He couldn't have finished Shliach before to do this.
No. If it's written. Yeah,
either
he had a shaliach, he can't get
there any
faster.
Oh,
so.
It's not a
shaliach. I think we should let the Gemara do its talking, and then we'll go back. That's what Abaye said. My boy is Surah. What was he doing in Surah? It's impossible. Amar Rava, afu didit deloy chashinan hocha chashinan. And Rava said, I disagree. I, who wasn't worried about somebody we didn't know existed, here we know there was another Anan Bar Chiya, and therefore I am worried that it was the other Anan Bar Chiya. Why? Three reasons. And we're going to take each one, we're going to read all three, and then go through each one.
Before you do that, can I just ask, so there's no possibility that there's one they missed or they didn't know?
Again, Abaye said we have to do an investigation. We did it. That's all we're going to do.
Right, but there must be some guy's real customer with that name.
Again, if we did an investigation... Obviously not.
No one's worried about that.
No. So Rava said we're worried. Number one, Dilma Begamla Parcha Azul. He might have taken the Pony Express. Gamla Parcha means the flying camel, that he can travel many, many miles much quicker. And he could have been in Surah that day, even though he was in Nadar that day. And therefore, the placement of Adam is not enough to say that he wasn't in Nadar. Number one. Number two, Rinami Bikritza. He might have used a shame. Name of Hashem to allow him to fly, and he flew from one to the other. Inami Mili Masr, or maybe he told the cipher to write it, right? And then they went and wrote Surah, even though he was in Adar, meaning a week before he had told the cipher and ate them, do me a favor, write my wife a get and give it to her. He stayed in Adar, they went to Surah, and they wrote the get in Surah, because that's where they're located, and the get has to be written where the cipher and Adam are located. He appointed them to do it, and he wasn't there. He doesn't have to be there, as Rabbi Cohn pointed out. He can do it through Shlichus. And therefore, he can be in Adar. He could have told them to write the get in Surah, to write the get. They went to Surah, where the woman was located. They wrote the get, and they wrote it in Surah, and they said, Chiyar Ba'anam from Adar. And since there's another one who was in Adar, we don't know which of the Chiyah Bar Anan did it.
Second guy could have done this also. Just because he's in Adar doesn't prove that he didn't do it.
That's exactly what Rav is saying. Therefore, we can't give the woman a get. You're 100% right. One second. Like Rav told the scribes, even though you were told in Hini to write the get, but if you write it in Chile, write Chile. And even if you were told in Chile, you write Hini where you are, period.
That's the date should be...
The date they wrote the get. Now, let's analyze what's happening over here. What we're afraid of is, this is a far-out chashash, but this is what we're afraid of. Here is, this is the... case. Anan Bar Chiya was married to Shprenta. There was an other Anan Bar Chiya. What we're afraid of is, maybe the other Anan Bar Chiya wrote the get and gave it to this woman. That means he gave it to a woman that's not his wife. And the real husband never gave her the get. And he's not here to be found. So here we have a case. Shprinza, if the get would have been in Shprinza's hands, we don't worry about anything. We don't start. But once the get was a get on the floor, we have to return it. We are worried about every possibility. Zaktabaya, there's no possibility to be worried about here. What are you afraid? That the other Anan Bar Chiya gave this woman a get? Well, he was not in town, so he couldn't have given this woman the get. Rava says, I am worried, because A, he could have been in town, and he just got out of town. He was there, and now that he was here, we have no way of knowing. There's two ways he could have traveled, either Gamla Parcha or Mili. And the other, which is, you know, again, not Mili, Bashem, was a shame, you know, but people used to be able to do that, I guess. And second of all, he could have commanded the Adam and then the cipher, and they went to a different city and wrote it. So that doesn't prove that the husband gave it to his wife. And therefore, Rava says, I'm not satisfied with the proof, and since there's another Anan Bar Chiya here in the city of Nardah, and the get just said, Anan Bar Chiya in Nardah, it makes me nervous, and I'm not willing to be mad to this woman. That's the story.
Who's the woman that's bringing
this? Nobody. We found it on the store, the floor. Had a woman walked in with a get, we never questioned her.
Oh, it's not saying that she walked.
She didn't walk in with a get. It was found that she's trying to claim it.
But there's two sprints.
There's no two sprints. There's only one sprint. We're afraid that the other person wrote it to his, to not his wife. He wants to free her. He wants to do her a favor.
Why is Rose saying that part for? Why can't you say that? He wrote it to his wife, and he lost it.
Because Tyson says it my way. That's why I said it that way.
Why?
The Adam and the Get are not here now. All they said is that your other back here divorced.
We're saying Adam didn't do their job to make sure that this is the wife of the person giving the get.
Is that their job? Do Adam have to know that these people were married? I don't know. I went to Gittin. The Rav might have investigated. They didn't have no clue. They just told by the rabbi to sign, they signed.
Why can't it be my case?
How do you know that the Adam investigated? It doesn't say anywhere that the Adam have to investigate. Because a get that doesn't have a reyus, a get that doesn't have a stinking, we don't think. But a get that's found on a floor, automatically, it's called a reyesa. What, you know, something is different with this get. It fell to the floor. Even though falling to the floor has nothing to do with that, once we have to start returning and doing, we start thinking. We're going to have this in Gittin. You know, it's good. This is a prelude to Gittin. Right? We're introducing Gittin. We're going to have this in Gittin many a time. We're going to talk about this.
My case?
I have no idea what your case is.
Why would this person give it?
Because he wants to free the lady.
But why can't it be a case
where... It can be.
No! Why can't he hold the camera? And he wants to give it to his wife.
Okay, no, I'll tell you why. I'll explain to you why. Your case is fantastic. It's great. Rabbi Cohn's case is just the best. But it's also this guy. Nobody is disagreeing with your case, but one of the other Anan Bar Chiya is not married to a Shprinza. So does that take this whole thing off the table?
That's what we're looking for. Find somebody with the exact same
name. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Tyson is saying even if the wife is not the same name, we're cautious that it was given by Nan, the husband.
It's more of a Kiddush.
Right.
Wow.
We talk about people don't write gets, but it's expensive to hire us.
No, they don't write gets because they don't want to divorce their wife. But somebody else wants to do the woman a favor. Free her. Not the expense. He doesn't want to divorce his wife. Rashi. Zakhtu Rashi, Gabon Hava, Etzlein Nuhoye Ben Adov, Agita Kosta Besura. How can look? I see that everything is called Nardar. We checked the whole Nardar. Lahai Anan Lekin Lamechish. The Ami Tzadi, they said he was in Nardar. Abai Lechai is the Duma Asma of the Alma. Abai is not afraid that maybe he went elsewhere. Ubadika the Kamatsuk by Samakim. Abai needs a Badika, right? But he doesn't worry about, once we found one, we're not afraid that there's another. Gam the park hoyo mayor goes fast kite for air like a bird. Bikvitza are they shame. Mili Masar, Avabishloyimoam, maybe he wasn't with them. Shema Mithila Amrlam Bi'irai Kisu Gatla Ishti, maybe he told them in our door to write it. Zaka Khoko Aidam Lasura. Shili Vihini, Mikhaima say they are places. Yes.
I knew I buy a wooden hit first. Two reasons that more. What
is he responding to out there? Not even. I don't know the answer.
Opinion: the poll goes out when
people
get divorced.
We can
like ask the neighborhood people.
People divorce women, the Gemara says in Subas. I think that, I'm not sure. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't remember. The Gemara does discuss it. I think the Gemara says that that divorce is done privately.
By marriage,
by Kedushin, there's publicity. By Get, not necessarily is there publicity, but I don't remember.
I mean, so the case is only speaking about that she had it and she lost it, right?
We don't know if she had it.
That's her
problem.
That's the problem. But not a part where he wrote it to her. But never gave it yet. We're not even talking about that.
So that's a problem. Gemara and Gittin talks about that. How do you know it ever was given?
Right.
So the Gemara talks about that. I don't remember the Gemara answers. You're right. That is a good question.
First, no one even talked about this. Well, how far-fetched do you go with this? It's just any kind of
flying camel.
Camel airline.
Flying
person. So when do you start saying this is out of... Why?
Because it fell. Because we found it. Something, once a cat is not in the woman's possession, it's on the floor, the thinking process starts. The Gemara calls it a reyasa. Why is this cat? I mean, there could be a million legitimate reasons, but the bottom line is, this is not the regular thing. It was found on a floor. And once that happens, we need proof. And the Gemara is going to ask, how do we know it was given over? The Gemara getting talks about it. I really don't remember the answer. Maybe he never gave it. Maybe he wrote it and dropped it before he gave it. That's discussed over there. It's not mentioned here. I can look it up to see if anybody has a question.
How would the woman even know about it?
What?
How would the woman even know about it?
They didn't make it public. We found this cat.
Ouch. I'm sorry, I suppose.
How does she know that this is found?
What?
How does she get this notification that it's found by the basement?
I'm sorry.
Basement have a...
I don't know. I have no idea. Here we go. Anybody talking about it here, but I'm sure it's discussed and I don't know the answer. How's it spelled?
Yeah.
Reish Yud Ayin Vav Tav Aleph.
Reish Yud Ayin. Is it from the word Ra?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Aramaic. It's a weakness. It means weakness.
So what does it mean?
Reish, it means a weakness. Something is fishy.
So the Beit Din finds this get, do they go to the every prince in the town and say, is this yours? Is this yours?
I told you, you asked this 3 minutes ago. I don't know, but I guess the word gets out that there's a get in Bezin. She's claiming it, right? She might be looking for a get.
The fact that nobody else comes to claim it also is a...
No, we're not doubting that she got the get. We're doubting whether her husband gave it to her.
To hold the get if she gets remarried. Once she gets remarried... Keep that gap with
her. Sure does, because the people are going to ask, how do we know you were divorced? Today, the Rav keeps the get, and he gives her a letter.
She takes a picture of the letter and keeps
it.
Yeah,
sure.
That's cool then.
I would be very... Today, we can't rely on pictures. There's all kinds of trick photography. Once upon a time, a picture was a picture. Today, a picture means nothing.
There's a suffix if she ever got it, right?
Well, there's fraudulent vaccine cards. There's a whole industry out there printing vaccine cards for people.
There's a suffix if she...
They haven't caught up yet, the guy. You know what I mean? They're still a little bit behind. They're behind times, trust me. If the Yiddelich were running this, they would be a lot more efficient. But then again, if the Yiddelich were running, you could probably pay your way out, so it would be fine. Like Eretz Yisrael, you know what I mean?
There's
a suffix if she got it, right? No, there's no suffix if she got. Again, I don't have the answer to that question, why that's not on the table.
But so
we're assuming she got it. The question is, did she get it from her husband? Thank you.
They write down all the nicknames.
Who are that and get? Okay, Dr. Gemara Weiter. My Havi Aleh the Shumshami. Back to the case of the sesame seed. What happens? We say it's the guy who gave it to him, arrow and the amount, or do we say that it's the guy owner? Dr. Gemara, Rav Yemer Amar Leicha Shinan. Rav Yemer says, we're not afraid that he moved it, meaning we give it to the guy who entrusted it. We don't consider the fact that it might have been moved out. He has a siman on the barrel. He has a siman on the shumshami. This is where it was the last time we knew. And Rav Yehuda Amar Chashinan, we are afraid he might have moved it, which means you need proof. And unless you can prove it, we give it to the owner. We leave it at the owner. The Hukas of Chashinan, we pass him that we leave it at the owner.
A funny place, no?
Well, that was the sugya that led into this whole thing, so we went back.
Why
was it
right after?
Rashi? I have a lady, Shumshin, Mikhashin, and Shemapinan. Are we afraid that he moved it or not? Once.
So now we know how to pass on divorce?
We pass it like Rava. No, I don't know if it has anything to do with the divorce case. I don't know. I will agree to you that if I were writing the Gemara, I would have placed it earlier.
Why can't we include that? The fact that it's here, maybe that. Doesn't tell you that by the divorce case
we... I don't see the common denominator. I don't think we're afraid over there that somebody moved it. I don't see the connection between the cases. That's my problem. Does Arsco say something? Nothing? Usually he would say something.
No.
So I think about it. Tata beino lebeino. If there's a fight between him and her, so then we say she's not believed. Right? The Mishnah said if there's a war or if there's no shalom between them. Frankly, Gemara Hechi Damich Tata. What does that mean that they're fighting? Amr Yehuda Amr Shmuel by Maris Labala Gershini. A woman that told her husband, we know she told him, please divorce me. That means they're obviously not getting along and she's not believed. All women tell that to their husbands sooner or later. Get me out of here. That's a fight. then everybody's fighting. Okay? Ella, they married the Bible Girashtani. She says to her husband, you divorced me. A woman that told her husband, you divorced me, not please get me out of here. Please get me out of here. It might be a reaction when she came home with muddy boots one day and he muddied her carpet. So she said, just do me a favor. Just get out of here. Divorce me. Just, I don't want to have anything with you. That could be a reaction to that. Or, okay. I'll let you give marriage classes later on, but I'm just learning the Gemara now.
I have to order post office.
Yes, okay. So, anyway, but, so, people know that she said it.
Does the woman, does her friend or some lady come in?
Again, Bezdin knows, I don't know how they found out. Bezdin knows that this woman once told her husband she divorced her.
My question is, this thing needs aid?
As long as Bezdin is aware of it, I don't know how they're aware of it. Frank de Gemara, if she told her husband, you divorced me, she's divorced. Because we let him, then we Rav Nuna, then Rav Nuna, Isha Sharma Labaila Girishtani Nemenes. Chazoke Nisha Miza Penabeth Nebaila. No woman would ever tell her husband, you divorced me, unless it's true. That's a behavioral thing. If a woman gets up and says her husband, you divorced me, she's never to say she was divorced. So if this is what happened, forget about him dying. She's divorced anyway. And for the Gemara, what happened was, by Meres Girashani Bifnei Pliny or Pliny, Shaun the Brahman Lahid Varmi Ailam. She said, you divorced me, and those two people were the witnesses. And we went and asked them, they said, there's no such thing. So she lied. So now we know that even though women don't do this, she did it. And she lied. And therefore, we can't trust her. But the fact that she said it shows that there's deep tension between them. And therefore, if she now comes in and says her husband died, we say to the lady, have a wonderful day. Again, if a woman once told her husband, get rid of me, that's not a fight. She has to have told her husband, you divorced me. But a regular woman that tells the husband, you divorced me, is believed. She doesn't have to say he died. So the answer is, she said you divorced me in front of Pliny and Pliny. And we found out that she lied. Once we found out she lied, so now she's coming in and say he died, we say, whoa, lady. You and your husband did not have such a good relationship. We know that because you claimed he divorced you and you were proven wrong. No, a woman that tells her husband you divorced me in front of him is believed. That's what I'm going to say. So we don't pass him that way. Right. Obviously, Bezdin knows that this woman had said this once. Correct.
And then there's no get. There's no. She just has to say that. So a woman can set up a situation where she wants to get rid out of this marriage. So she has two guys to come there and says, you divorced me in front of them. And then they go to Bezdin and then they say that she's divorced.
Yes. They say that she said it. They can't say she's divorced. They say she said that he divorced her. And because of this behavioral thing in human nature. Right. She's believed.
That's what she says he died. She's believed, but that she said it. She's not divorced.
Yes, she is.
But then any woman that wants to get, all she has to do is say that to her men.
Exactly.
And then she's divorced.
Exactly.
Or she's got to give her get.
No, she's not divorced, but we believe her she's divorced. She's going to be an exorcist. She's going to have, again, hold a second. A woman saying she's divorced does not create divorce.
What does it create?
That she's believed that there was a divorce.
What is that?
That she can go get married.
She can
get married now?
Yeah.
What's the missing?
Okay, it's my fault. And the problem is, I'm not being clear today. I'm hoarse and I'm straining myself.
The whole problem is getting
Let me try again. Let me try to explain this. This doesn't solve any problem.
Why? She can get married.
Listen.
You've been listening first.
She's an Ashes ish. She gets married, her kids are Mamzerim. And she will burn in Gehenna for a long time. If she does this.
Her conscience.
I don't care about her conscience. I care about her consequences. Now, however, do we have a behavioral pattern that women, at least in the time of the Gemara, had a certain relationship with their husbands that did not allow them to say certain things to their husbands. No woman that's married would have the audacity to tell her husband, you divorced me. That's what Chazal is saying. And if a woman says it, it must be true. Because the chazakah, the overwhelming chazakah of human behavior, is that women cannot look their husband in their face and say, you divorced me, if it's not true. And therefore, if a woman does it, we believe her, she got divorced. Now, if she's lying, she will suffer the consequences. It doesn't free her.
Where's the get?
She lost it.
What did Rebbe just say doesn't free her? What did Rebbe mean by that?
Halachically, it doesn't free her. Meaning, if she gets married and she lied, she will burn in Gehenna and Loilam
Vod. How do we say that by the get that was on the floor?
The husband's not here. Number one. Number two, in the get that's on the floor, she's not believed. Because the Gemara says in Ksubas, this behavioral pattern is only she has no support. But if she has something that supports her, she will lie. So in the get on the floor, she would have the audacity to tell the husband, you divorced me, look. It's only when she has no proof for a woman to tell her husband, you divorced me, is against the behavioral pattern of human beings.
That's what we're defining as ketubah. This whole thing is
ketubah. Again, we'll get to ketubah in a minute.
Is she going to get a good ketubah?
Again, no.
Why not?
Because it's not enough to be mighty money.
But it's enough she can remarry.
Right. Again, we allow her to remarry with her conscience.
But that's the whole thing. Yeah, with her conscience. Yeah, she doesn't like the guy. She's not worried about. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's not. It's a chazaka. This is like Adas.
She's not worried about Gehenna. She's worried about now. I'm going to live 50 more years with somebody else. But that's all she's worried about right now. That's why people do Averas. They don't think about what's going to happen in 50 years.
You know, the only thing that's bothering me. I only have one problem with this, and everybody's having great questions, and I have no problem with that. We had this Gemara in Ksubas a number of times, and I don't remember this reaction in Ksubas.
First of all, Rebbe,
that same Gemara was in Ksubas. Chazal Kei Nishim Yisav Hu Abbas Nebaila.
The big difference.
The same Gemara. The longer
we learn with Rebbe,
right,
we get smarter.
We're sharper.
We're sharper. We're sharpeners. So what's our question? I have a question, Rebbe. Why can't you?
Gemara was the exact same scenario.
The exact same scenario. Kaveis of a day in Ksubas.
I was out that day.
What did he say? Kaveis of a day. Yeah, I'm right. Yes.
This whole thing is in a state of anger, so I wouldn't say to put the hole in that
chazaka. Okay, let me step back. Let me step back and give me 2 minutes, and let's leave Kata out of this for a second. A woman comes in and tells her husband in front of Bezin, you divorced me. We say that no married woman would have the audacity. This is a behavioral, human behavior. Let me explain. Let me step back from that. Chazal have established certain things that humans do that are built in to the human psyche, if that's the right word, to the human behavior, and it's very, very, very not shiach that somebody should break this. For instance, there's a chazaka that says that every woman would rather be married than single. Tav l'meisav tandu l'meisav armalu. That means the assumption is that every woman wants to be married, regardless who her husband is, rather than be widowed. That's a chazaka that we assume. Therefore, the Gemara says, unless a woman specifically states she wants to get a divorce, we assume she doesn't want a divorce. Nafkamina would be, Reuven decides he wants to divorce his wife, right? But his wife's not around, and he can't get to her. So he asks somebody, do me a favor, accept this get for my wife. Now, if this would be good for the woman, she would be divorced. If it's bad for the woman, it's not a tchiya. You can't do a harm to a person without their agreement. If the woman says, please accept my divorce, it's one thing. She didn't say that. Is that a tchus? Or not, of course. For instance, a guy goes over to somebody and says, do me a favor, accept this star freedom from my Eved Kenani. So we paskin, the Eved Kenani is excited to go free. And therefore, automatically, if he accepts it for the Eved Kenani, whether the Eved Kenani ever appointed him or not, doesn't make a difference. It's a schuss. Accept this present for somebody. It's a schuss. I know. I knew you were going to say that. When I said it, he's going to come and tell me, find him out on the Zirka. I knew you would say that. Anyway, but right, it's a schuf. By a get, we say it's not a schuf. Because the human behavior is, women want to be married. And therefore assume they want to be married unless otherwise shared. That's called a behavioral chazaka. They can be fighting like cats and dogs. He can be beating his wife.
Oh.
But the halacha is, you cannot assume she wants to get divorced unless she explicitly states it. That's the halacha. Every woman would rather have marriage than not marriage, unless you otherwise know. That's called a behavioral chazaka. Another behavioral chazaka. If somebody lends you $100, and you have the chazaka that people don't have the audacity to look in the favor of the guy, eye of the guy who did them a favor and say, you never lent me the money. This is a behavior, human behavior. Now, there are always aberrations to the human behavior, but this is human behavior. Chazal tell us that one of the human behaviors is that a woman will not say to her husband, you divorced me, if he didn't divorce her. That she would never have the audacity to say that to their husband. And therefore, if a woman says, you divorced me, we believe her. We tell her, we believe you. Now, it doesn't make her divorced. It's just telling us that we believe her, she was divorced. If she wasn't, that's her own problem, but we believe her.
Even if is the husband challenging that?
Yes.
What are his words? That she's not divorced,
let's be married. If she's lying, she's not divorced. It doesn't create divorce.
But right now, Beth is going to take on
that she's divorced.
She's
correct.
Divorced, and all the
and she can get married.
100%.
Why Rabbi said his words if she's not?
Meaning, if it ends up, what I was trying to avoid is that this is not a way a woman can legally divorce. Because it was mentioned before, what's the get problem? Let the woman just say, you divorced me, and she goes free. The answer is, no, she doesn't, really, only because it's true. You can't make, this is not a means of getting out. This is that she's believed that she got out.
It means that she got out, okay.
Okay, that's the chazak.
She can go marry someone else right now.
Yes.
And if they ask her who was the Ainu one, I don't remember. Fine, nice.
Okay, yes.
This is a Bezdin heard of. She told Bezdin, I told my husband.
No. She has to tell her husband in front of Bezdin.
No.
She has to tell her husband what?
You divorced me.
Ainu
or her husband is there?
I don't know, maybe Ainu. Yeah, her husband has to be there.
Her husband's there.
Her husband has to be there when she says that.
And he can't say, that's not true?
He can say whatever he wants. That no woman would have the audacity to tell her husband he divorced her if it wasn't true. He has to be there. Now, we're trying to find out what degree of fight is necessary that we no longer trust the woman to say her husband died. So first of all, it has to be her husband. And second of all, it has to be a degree of tension of fight that we no longer trust her. So the Gemara wanted to say that a woman got angry at her husband and said, please divorce me. So the Gemara said, if that were fighting, then no woman would ever be believed. Because every woman, during her marriage time, asks her husband to please divorce her. So something Gemara. She said, he divorced me. And therefore, that level fight, when she said, he divorced me, is enough to be a fight. Like the Gemara, then she's not married to him anymore. She doesn't have to say he died. Then you don't need her to prove, say that he died. If she said he divorced me in front of him, he sees divorce, and there's no reason to say he died. We don't care if he died or not.
She was believed with that.
So therefore, why is she coming in to tell us he died? Exactly.
Because she wants to collect the ksuba now.
Again, she can't collect it with us anyway, but I'm not going to get involved in that now. We'll leave the ksuba to the side now. After the Gemara, what happened was, she talked too much. She said, you divorced me in front of Reuven and Shimon. And we asked Reuven and Shimon, and they said, it's not true. So therefore, we dismissed her, saying, even though most women wouldn't do this, overwhelming majority, but you lied. We have proof you lied, because you said Reuven and Shimon, and we found out that they weren't there. She thought if she would say Reuven and Shimon, it would make her more believable. Well, it ended up making her prove a liar. So now they are married, and she had claimed that he divorced her, but we didn't believe her, because we proved her wrong. That's ktata. Now, if 6 months later she comes in and says, therefore, if she comes in 6 months later and says, my husband died, we say, sorry, lady, you're not numb.
Ktata's been proven. proven that she was oiker the chazaka, then she wouldn't do
it. Chata means they're not getting along. Right. The Gemara wants to know to what degree. And for the Gemara, to the degree that she had the chutzpah to say something that was a lie, that we proved to be a lie, and therefore she's no longer believed. Every woman fights with her husband. That's what we're trying to say. If every... What? So, again, the Gemara wants to know what is the degree of ketata. Obviously, it's the exception, not the rule. If it means that a woman that had a fight with her husband, then forget about it. Then no woman has ever believed. So the Gemara is trying to find the degree of what is ketata. So the Gemara said, a woman that said he divorced. So the Gemara said, if he said she said she divorced in front of him, then she doesn't even need to say he died. And for the Gemara, she said it was proven wrong. So that's the degree of ketata, that if she comes in 6 months later and says he died, we don't believe her.
But she's not going to be believed anyhow. She's a liar.
Exactly.
No, no, is that true? Liars are believed. She's saying the truth now. She wouldn't lie about this. Rashi.
Well,
she
has a shame as a liar. What's a person who's puzzled Eidus? How does he get out of it?
She's not Eidus. This is not a real Eidus. This is Eidach and Nema Bisurim. If your wife lies to you once, she's no longer Nema to say the food's kosher?
She never lies. She'll never say the word Tiyarish.
Okay. Well, I never accused your wife of asking to be divorced.
No, no. She never even say the word.
Again, I want to know, if a woman lied to her husband, does that mean no longer can eat in the house? Because she lied?
I don't know.
You don't know? I know. Of course she can eat in the house. Not Eidos. I'm trying to say, if a woman lied to her husband, does it mean no longer you can eat in the house? We got a lot of problems.
What is a person?
Why is she not believed because of ketata? Because we're afraid she's lying.
Again.
Why we don't believe her?
Right. Well, it's not true. The Gemara is going to say in a minute. We haven't gotten that far yet. We're trying to get there. Dr. Ashi. Amri Hachi. B'shas Kasa. When they get angry, every woman tells her husband, "Get me out of here." Dr. Gemara Vaitz. My time is diktata. Why don't we trust a woman to say her husband died when they have this degree of tension? She's a liar. She lied. We assume she lied. She was willing to lie to say he divorced her. She's going to lie and say he died. I didn't say not that way, but I said the Gemara is going to say. Actually, we're not accusing her of lying. She tried that already once. It didn't work. What she's doing is now, as soon as she sees him having COVID, she comes and says he died. Because since people die with COVID, that's enough to her that she's not lying. She tried to lie already once. It didn't work. So she's not going to lie again. But she's not lying here. He got COVID. He got Corona, Omicron, or Delta, or whatever else, or Chi, or Nu, or whatever else the variant there is. And therefore, she's going to make up a story based on what she thinks is true. And therefore, we can't rely on her.
Is that a lie?
Not when a guy's sick and he's dying, to say he's dead, is not the person doesn't think they're lying. They're assuming. It's a big difference. Lying means they make up a story. This is an assumption because of an internal hatred to their husband, so assume he died. That's what she wants him to do. She wants him to go. Exactly. I mean, she turns off the oxygen. I mean, just saying. Rashi.
Is she
never
to say she killed?
No, she's not never to say. Rashi, the Mishakram, a ripe sinner, Miskavenis Letzer Asmarlov. She got to saying he died so she can get married so she'll never ever have to be together with him again. This woman is willing to mess herself up because she hates her husband so much. Hatred is a very, very strong emotion. The Amr of the Dami, Kol Makim Sakana Shirasa, anything that's dangerous, ain't in the sentence died to Loy Meshem and Loy Mei, she doesn't consider the possibility that maybe he didn't die, but Loy Anase. The Hoy of Asanya Loy Loy Daikya Kulahe. So the Gemara says, my benayu. What is the difference? Ikka benayu, the argo huk tata, which means he's the one that's fighting with her. She didn't make the fight. He's the one that is constantly fighting with her. So she wouldn't lie because he's fighting with her, but she would assume because he's fighting with her. Meaning there's a atmosphere of tension, and he's creating it again and again and again and again, right? So therefore,
wants to believe that he's dead.
What?
Her subconscious wants to believe that he's dead.
Her subconscious wants to believe he's dead, but she wouldn't lie. Now, Tyson says, but she said Gereshtani. She lied already. Tyson says, Gereshtani was just to get out of him. Here she wants to go get married. She's saying he died so I can get married. We said a woman wouldn't lie if she, unless she's the one, meaning of this, if she's a victim of his fighting, that's not enough that she would blatantly lie to get married, but she understands the consequences. Whereas, let me try to explain this. He's not here. He's gone. So obviously she's not together with him. She's living a blissful life. So why is she coming to tell us that he died? If he shows up, she's stuck with him. So why is she coming to tell us he died? She wants to get married. There's a difference between a woman that says, you divorced me, to a woman that said her husband died. A woman that says, you divorced me, doesn't necessarily want to get married. She just wants out of here. She'll live herself. She won't suffer any consequences. A woman that says her husband died, why is she coming to tell us her husband died? He's obviously not here. So why is she telling us he died? She wants to get married. And this woman lied, and she told her husband, you divorced me. And the reason she said that is because he's driving her absolutely batty. Not because she hates him, but because he's driving her crazy. So now, she wouldn't lie to get married because she understands the consequences, and she doesn't have that hatred. That what's coming about is because of him. Whereas she would assume, because the bottom line is, she, you know, their relationship is not from the best ones. That's what the Gemara said. Again, she did lie. She said Gereshtani. But Gereshtani doesn't mean I want to get married. Gereshtani just means I need to get out of him. Here she's saying I want to get married. Why else is she telling me he died? He's not here. She can live blissfully. What did she gain? The ability to get married. The ability to get married. I mean, she's taking a chance. Now, this woman that he's the one that's fighting with her will not lie to get married. But she will assume. That's what the Gemara is saying. Rashi? No, Rashi. Ibailu. Eid Echad Biktatamahu. What happens if you have an Eid Echad that comes and testifies the husband died in a case when she is Biktata? Same child that we had earlier by war. My time in Eid Echad mentioned the most Abid the Gwilay Mishakar. Is it because she wouldn't lie because he wouldn't lie and we believe the Eid Echad? That's the main reason. He has no reason to lie because she's fighting. We rely on her investigation. Even this looks tough that she has a terrible fight with him. She said Gereshtani and she lied. Why die Kuminsava? Take who the Gemara doesn't answer. Again. Eid Echad comes in and says the woman, the husband died. An Eid Echad, not her. And she has a relationship that she had lied to him and said Gereshtani. But she's not the one that's saying he died, and Eid Echad's saying it. What is the main reason we believe in Eid Echad? Because of Eid Echad, or because of her independent investigation? Her independent investigation is not negated here. Rashi Eid Echad b'ktatuk b'no l'beino v'holach l'mdinas hayam. There was a major fight, and he's gone. And Eid Echad bo Eid Echad v'amr meis. Mi meheman, or lo, is he believed or not? Rabbi Yehuda Iver, the Eilu made in the manis unless she's crying. Tanyu Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, the Dvarecha Pikachas Tinasei Shaitalei Tinasei. What's going to happen is a smart lady knows I have to cry in Bethan, and that way they'll believe me. And a woman that's not so smart will not lie in Bethan, will doesn't know how to act in Bethan. She'll come in and she won't cry, and we won't believe her. That's what you're setting up. Elachazu Vachazu Tinasei. If we believe her whether she's crying or not crying. That's the Gemara. There was a lady.
What's the case here?
Rabbi Yehuda had said that a woman is not believed to say her husband died unless she's crying when she comes in. Showing, that's what he said. So they told him, that means a smart woman will know what to do. She'll eat onions and do things with crocodile tears. And the woman that's not so smart won't know what to do. That's the Gemara. Vaitahida Ashila Bazina Rabbi Yehuda. There was a bezin that was going to the bezin of Rabbi Yehuda. This was an Amira. Amila, they told him, Sabdi Bailach, start lamenting, start being maspid, eulogizing your husband, kari manach, rip your clothing, sisri mazyech, let your hair hang, avut, meaning act available, like they told the lady. Put it on, put the show on. Frak the Gemara, avu shikra, if he holds like a Yehuda, you're teaching her to lie? She wasn't crying. You're telling her before to go to bed, and listen, lady, you want to be believed? Just act it out. So how can they tell her that? Manushek, if Basil of Rabbi Yehuda holds that this is what you need, so we're teaching her to lie? To trick Basil? And for the Gemara, Inu Krabban and Sfirlu, the people that told her held that she doesn't need it. Listen, this Basil holds like Rabbi Yehuda, we don't pass him that way. So put on the act. So they're teaching her, they held she's mutter. Rashi, Aful Shikra bit me, M. Kermudis, Fear Ludain, and the Menace, came by Chalama Haru Livkais. How can they do it? Tell her. Terrence says they hold she's mutter. In order not to have to go to bed and be told, oh, you didn't cry, so they told her to cry. They bring a riot to this. It's a big Shiloh place. If I hold something that's mutter, and you hold it's usher, you're the bed, I hold it's mutter. But there's a way I can get a heter for you if you act, if you say something. Am I allowed to teach you to do that? Because I hold it to mutter. Anyway, you get it to be mutter. Turns is the Basil over here holds it usher, so I'll get around Basil by teaching that. That's what happened here.
You can't say that there was a universal.